Jay Depperton, President and Chief Executive Officer of CHS.
Jay, I'm looking forward to breaking down a big announcement between CHS and OCP North America as farmers continue to talk about their struggles with high input costs, and one of those inputs, fertilizer. It sounds like there are plans in the works to add to the domestic supply. So tell us about this joint venture and the scale of it. This is exciting.
It really is, Mark. We are really pleased to announce the beginning of a joint venture between CHS and OCP North America. OCP is a huge Morocco-based company that focuses primarily in the production of phosphate fertilizer and all aspects associated with it. Morocco, as you know, is home to a really a large portion of the world's supply of phosphate, and so it makes for a great partner. We are looking to build a facility in Waggaman, Louisiana, that will produce phosphate-based fertilizer products, and from that facility, then we will ship them up the Mississippi River. And get it out into the fields of America. And it's just a really, really exciting project that we're going to be producing this fertilizer right here in the United States and shipping it around to the customers of CHS and others that I think will really strengthen fertilizer supply for America's farmers.
Tell me more about that location in Louisiana, Jay. Obviously, as you pointed out, being able to go up and down the Mississippi, Gulf-based. But again, just break it down for our listeners why this location makes so much sense.
Sure. So it's located just north of New Orleans on the Mississippi River. It's an area of land that's got other facilities associated with it and has direct connection so that it can receive inbound ocean-going vessels to unload, which is really key. And that's why it's located in Louisiana. That's why many processing plants of this nature are located in Louisiana or other Gulf Coast states because they can receive the ocean-bound ships. So that's why it's located there. It's also, you know, just within a couple hundred yards of the Mississippi River with river loading facilities that we can use after the fertilizer is produced to load barges to come up the Mississippi River. So for those reasons, Louisiana and this particular location in Waggaman was chosen to construct the site because it really stems and you know, Louisiana is a huge part of American agriculture in so many ways, both on what they grow there, but also you know, these kinds of facilities for inbound agricultural related products. And also outbound, you know, CHS has a very large grain export facility in Myrtle Grove, Louisiana, that we use to ship grains all around the world. So Louisiana plays a big role in both the inbound and the outbound.
I want to ask this question in a way that might resonate the most with the farmer listener. When we start to talk about millions of tons of anything, you know, sometimes you get lost in the numbers. But when you think about the direct impact to that corn or soybean farmer in the Midwest based on the scale of this plant and if everything comes to fruition, how do you make it make sense to them?
Yeah, so think of it this way. We're going to produce up to 1.3 million tons of phosphate at this plant. The country uses in the area of 2.5 million tons of phosphate-related products. About 40% of that, or 60%, depending on the year, is imported. So this plant is really going to take a big step towards reducing the amount that we import into the country, which I think goes a long ways to kind of the security of supply and taking out some of the issues and the risks around the world for supply and agriculture. The other aspect, Mark, that I would point out is, you know, given that CHS is an owner of this facility, And being a cooperative, we have the ability to pass along for those owners of CHS and those customers of CHS their ability to participate in the manufacturing margin, because those earnings will come into CHS, our share of those earnings will come into CHS, and we will apply them to our fertilizer sales. And so it's really a way for local cooperatives and direct farmers to participate in that manufacturing margin, which I think goes to the value that we can provide to U.S. agriculture.
I'm sure the question you've been bombarded with since the announcement, what are next steps, Jay, as far as, approvals and procedures and all of that? What might this look like going forward?
Yeah, so you're right. We're in the permitting stage. There's some engineering work still to be done, and we want to make sure that we carefully think about and address and listen to local issues that are important that we do. We've also gotten extremely sound and strong support from the federal government on helping us with permitting, and that's just been really, really important. So near-term steps, we hope to start construction, call it the first or second quarter of 2027. So that's some months away still. And from that point, probably no less than 24 months to construct, hopefully not longer than that, but we'll have to see how world conditions are on importing important products and that go to the construction side, and we all are aware of all issues in that space these days. So we're thinking, someplace around maybe the end of 2028 that we could target to be producing. But we're got both shoulders behind getting going. But we just, we have some important stakeholders that we have to that we have to make sure we work with.
USDA has been talking about the need to build up domestic fertilizer production. Is there any sort of partnership here with the federal government, Jay?
So let me just start with the fact that USDA Secretary Rollins and Deputy Secretary Vaden have been absolutely key partners to both OCP and CHS to get this project this far. And we thank them for their support. And they've just been strong advocates in so many ways. And this project really goes to the objectives that they have been working on of onshoring more fertilizer production. So, it fits very much what their objectives have been, and we're pleased to be able to collaborate with them. We have applied for a grant that the USDA is providing to fertilizer production projects, and we haven't yet received word about that. But we're hopeful that we will be deemed eligible for it, but we'll have to see what the USDA finally decides on that front.
What else is important to this conversation that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't think so. I think, you know, that I think the thing to remember, one of these plants has been built in the United States since the 80s. And so we're really pleased that this is an opportunity, to bring some of this production back into the U.S. and to serve agriculture. We're pleased that CHS is part of that in a way to get value back to farmers, because, the farm economy is in a challenging time, and these are the kinds of steps that can help farmers and help their success.